All right, and welcome to September 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. One of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully you're listening because you are also a proud patriotic American. I assemble this podcast out of a tool shed in my backyard, right next to San Diego, America's finest city. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up and face the flags if we have one. Put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah! America! And now on to today's headlines. America is nicknamed Uncle Sam. The world's smallest street legal car wins the biggest prize in Arizona. Jim Arrington becomes the world's oldest bodybuilder. And we'll talk about revolution news with the world's first submarine attack. All right, so now let's get started. 1813. America is nicknamed Uncle Sam. The roots of Uncle Sam date back to the War of 1812 as America renewed a sense of identity it started to lose after the Revolution. Samuel Wilson, known locally as Uncle Sam in his hometown of Troy, New York, owned a meatpacking firm that won the contract to feed the troops during the War of 1812. On the meat barrels, the letters U.S. were stamped on there, and since everyone knew who was feeding them, they associated those letters with Uncle Sam. The image of Uncle Sam changed dramatically over the years, much like America itself. In the late 1860s and early 70s, political cartoonist Thomas Nast drew a liking that didn't resemble the original Samuel Wilson at all. Nast gave Uncle Sam the white beard and stars and stripes suits he's wearing today. He's also the same guy, by the way, who created the modern image of Santa Claus as well as the symbol for the Democratic Party and Republican Party, a donkey and an elephant, respectively. The version we're all familiar with to this day came out in 1917, the one where Uncle Sam is pointing at us saying, "I want you for the U.S. Army." That was drawn by James Montgomery Flagg, an appropriate last name. In 1961, Congress recognized Samuel Wilson as the progenitor of America's national symbol of Uncle Sam. The town of Troy is named the home of Uncle Sam. 2012. The world's smallest car wins the big prize after becoming street legal. There's no one in Arizona that would ever doubt Austin Colson's ability to build a great car from scratch. However, getting it licensed and registered is tricky, especially when the car is 2 feet 1 inch tall, a little over 2 feet wide, and 4 feet long. In other words, it might come up to the tire of your Ford F-150. This car is a convertible, so if you haven't seen this on YouTube, imagine stepping into a child's toy car with your butt sticking out. Or maybe sitting on a very tiny lawnmower with a 57 Chevy Bel Air body mock-up. Yeah, like that. Since the vehicle tops out at 33 miles an hour, it's only street legal in areas up to 25 mile an hour speed limits, such as golf courses and residential communities. Good thing too, because this car has no suspension, and at 33 miles an hour, Austin says, it feels like you're going 100. Yeah, I can imagine. When you're driving a car so small, only the bottom half of your legs fit inside, and that ground being so close, feeling like you're going 100 comes real fast. Austin's love for cars, like most young boys, began as a child when he would rig bicycles with different parts. Then, when he was 16, he bought a Bronco with a blown transmission, looked up the repair manual, got it working again, and hasn't looked back. Taking on this project would be one of a kind. Making it street legal required lots of things, like specialty windshield glass, functioning windshield wipers, even though the top of the windshield comes up to his chest. Also, Department of Transportation approved headlights, turn signals, a seatbelt, and a horn. This little guy probably gets 45 miles to the gallon, but since Austin can squeeze a half a gallon physically into the tank, then all he can do is estimate. It was on this day in 2012 when Austin's car won the Guinness Book of World Records for being the smallest roadworthy car. 2015, Jim Arrington becomes the world's oldest bodybuilder. After seeing Mr. Atlas on a cover of a bodybuilding mag in the 1940s, Jim was drawn towards physical fitness. While his friends were reading comic books, Jim was learning exercise routines. Decades later in Venice Beach, Cal, if you see him on Muscle Beach, you better not try and kickstand in his face. He's well into his mid-80s, and he'll kickstand in your face. Actually, he probably wouldn't, but chances are he could. When he competed in Pittsburgh in 2017, hundreds of fans cheered on Jim Arrington like he was a rock star. And finally, 1776, the world's first submarine attack. American Sergeant David Bushnell designed the Turtle while attending Yale, and Sergeant Ezra Lee piloted it in the American Revolution on September 7th and attempted to plant a bomb on the hull of Britain's HMS Eagle in the New York Harbor. He couldn't attach it properly, however. It fell off the boat and didn't do any damage. The Turtle was made out of wood and completely hand-operated. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, do you have any old classic photos of the original Uncle Sam's? Or at least some of them? If so, I'd love to see a copy of it. That would definitely make my day. Or what about that story about Tupac? There's a conspiracy out there that says he's down there with John Lennon in the South Pacific writing songs for Justin Bieber. I don't know if that's true or not. Or what about the Turtle? Dude made a wooden keg into a hand-cranked amphibious weapon. Only in America. That's awesome. So yeah, let me know what you think about that and more. You can also check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. And don't miss tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Second Battle of Sabine Pass, the microwave oven, New Amsterdam, Oprah Winfrey, Star Trek, and the New York Yankees. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.